I'm getting real and raw in this episode of the Misadventurers podcast because I've come to a decision about what I want to do with my life. Well, moving forward, and I want to share with you how I came to that decision. Because if you're facing something similar to what I'm going through, well, I want you to know that your self-worth is defined by you. And here's how I found mine. Welcome to Misadventurous with me, Tiffany Rouge, a colour lover who's filling out the grey area that we call life to help you live a more colourful life and help you unlock your mind so that you can be adventurous too. I have so many ideas in my head. At the start of when I moved here, I wanted to open a podcast business because it was putting my skills that I had to good use, and I know people will pay lots of money for that. But now I have different other ideas, and I seem to have formed an idea or a hypothesis, and I think I'm ready to go and start researching it. And aren't the best businesses begun with a question? They start with whether or not this is actually possible, whether or not this is actually necessary. Well, I have an idea and I'm heavily, heavily considering going for it. And up until today, there was something wound so tightly inside me about radio. I was grasping onto this love of radio so, so much that I just couldn't let go of it. It was something that I identify with and have identified with for the past like 11, 12 years, and something that I really cannot give up, or that I felt like I really couldn't give up. But then I had this idea, and then things changed. So a couple of days ago, there was an opening for a 10 to 3 slot on a radio station here in New Zealand, working for the same company that the other company in which I lost my job at, because a certain person who is still in charge didn't want Australians on the radio. Well, I took it upon myself to do what I do best, and that is network. Use my connections to try and get a little bit more info, get somewhere. So I have a friend that works in the building of the radio station that is looking for a brand new announcer set to start in January, right? And she said to me when I met her, just come in, I'll give you a tour of the station one day. And I thought, this is very interesting. So the day that I saw it, and I was procrastinating, I was like putting it off, I was like, should I, shouldn't I? And I just wasn't sure. So I decided to drive in, popped into the station, said hello to a friend. Turns out that she was recording an interview for a friend of a friend's band, and they'd come in and, you know, we made the connection and whatnot. She gave me a tour of the station, and oh my gosh, it was like my insides were on fire. It just felt so good to be back in this buzzing hive of activity, but there was also that outsiderness that I felt. I felt like I didn't belong there. It was really, really weird. I guess because I'd never stepped foot in it, but I'd never had that feeling walking around a radio station before today. So I'm walking around there and I'm going, yeah, this is cool. Awesome. I really like it here. Yeah, this sounds really cool. And I ended up like having a chat with her about the job, and she gave me a little bit of the lowdown and gave me an idea of who I should be speaking to. And I thought, oh, okay, cool. And it turns out that while I was waiting for her to finish recording the video with the friends and the band, turns out the guy that I wanted to speak to, I locked eyes with, and he left. You know, I didn't get a chance to meet him because he'd already gone home, but, you know, mentally we'd communicated. So it was very, very strange. I wasn't sure how to play everything. So I went home, called my dad, and bless his cotton socks. And I recently watched Stacey Flowers' TED Talk on the 5 people you need to be happy. And this is a really interesting thing because her whole talk was about happiness and success. One thing that really resonated with me is that you need happiness before you need success. And the 5 people that we need in our life to be happy: 1 is the cheerleader, 2 is the mentor, 3 is the coach, 4 is the friend, and 5 is the peer. I will link in the show notes the video which you can watch and find in depth and connect with yourself. But my dad always has been and always will be the coach. He's the guy that asks me questions to improve myself, to maximize my potential. And in turn, I end up putting myself out of my comfort zone. He tells me what I should be doing, and then I go out and do it. So he's definitely a coach in that sense. And bless his cotton socks, he's always got Great advice. So shout out to you, Dad. Love you. Thank you for being such an incredible part of my life. I'm incredibly grateful for you. So I called him up and I told him the situation that I wasn't sure how to play it. Like, I wasn't sure how to call this guy or how to even contact him or how to communicate with this person because of the whole not wanting Australians on the radio thing from the dude up top at the other radio station. So I really wasn't sure what to do. And we came up with a plan to call up the guy who was doing the hiring and firing and ask him whether or not it would be worth my time actually applying for it. And I thought, do you know what? That's actually a really good idea. Like, incredible advice, because I don't want to waste my time applying for this job, which I felt like I need to apply for because I've got this inherent love of radio and broadcasting in me. But I know it's not going to be worth my time if I get six steps into the process, they've interviewed me, they love me, and then old mate, who is still the person who's hiring and firing for this job, he is still the boss of that guy, turns around and goes, I don't want this person. Like, it's just going to be a huge waste of time. So today I called up the guy. I called up the dude who does the hiring and firing. And I asked him, I laid out the law. I said, hey, I've been doing stuff for the other radio station that is a sister station for you. I was supposed to do the casual announcer shifts and I've been doing Saturday night shifts. I just wanted to know whether or not it would be worth me applying because old mate boss guy, who I named, wasn't particularly a fan of me. He put a roadblock to that whole plan. And bless the guy's cotton socks, the dude who does the hiring and firing for this station. He was like, well, you know, with your respect, I don't have any idea about the work that you did. The information about you doing any work with the other radio station, working with the other person, is zero. I have no knowledge of that. So I would 100% recommend you apply. And I was like, mate, I've really got to reiterate this. How do I kind of talk about this in the same sense? So I was like, well, okay, I understand what you're saying, but I'm Aussie and I don't want that to be sort of seen in a different way. And he said the words, and I found them really endearing because it was just the thing that halted me. He said, well, it's all up to merit. If you are a good radio announcer and you're ticking all of the boxes, it won't even be a thing to me whether or not, you know, you're big, small, have an Aussie accent or not. And I just thought, oh, mate, if only you knew. And I didn't want to go into it, so I didn't. And I thought, okay, cool. Well, I mean, you said it yourself. I'm going to let you believe that. And he was like, cool, thank you, I look forward to your application. And then that was the end of that. And I got off the phone and I felt pretty good about it, and I sat with it, and then it sort of occurred to me that this could actually be real. I could actually be going back and getting a job in a radio station, which is what I've wanted, which is what has put a massive halt on my life right now. And I paused. I felt like I'd be missing out on chasing this idea, this learning through this hypothesis. It's almost like I've solved my entire dilemma with the flip a coin trick. You know it. When you can't decide what you want for dinner, you've narrowed it down to two things and you're really not sure. So then you have to flip a coin. And just by the sheer action of you flipping that coin, when the coin is in the air, you know exactly what you're hoping for. Because if you get disappointed with the outcome, you know you wanted the other thing. Well, that has essentially happened to me with this outcome. I didn't even need an outcome on the radio side for me to understand what was inside me, what I was hoping for all along. And that's to walk away from radio right now. The biggest problem that I have with the media is the fact that other people are dictating my worth. I can't dictate my own worth and talk about the things that I really want. So I'm sort of perplexed because that hold, that grasp on my love of radio has loosened a little bit. Right now, I feel like at this point, I have the ability to prove my own worth and do that for myself and not answer to any other person and say, oh, is this good enough? No, I am fucking good enough. I know it. And I know that all I needed to do was believe it, to start stepping and walking down the other path, the path that isn't determined by rich old white men probably privileged, but hey, they probably worked really hard to get there. But it won't matter because I am working hard and I am the master of my own destiny and I define my own worth. I know I'm good enough to make this idea that I have a reality. I'm starting at the bottom in a completely new setting. Yes, I'm stepping away from the sound woman that I've identified with for the past 11, 12 years. And I'm still going to be doing this podcast, but I'm going to be focusing on something completely new and exciting. And I know it's going to take its own shape in the world. And I'm hoping that it does. But its worth isn't going to be dictated by rich, white, old, privileged men. So I'm deciding not to apply for that job. And you might think that is bloody stupid. And I can hear my dad's words in my head right now because I know that he's going to say, let them tell you no. You should apply and let them tell me no. But you know what? I don't even want to hear the no. I don't even want to hear the yes because I feel my own yes in my own mind and I'm done with letting other people define me, which is what I've done for my entire radio career. How good I was, how much of an awesome communicator, my content on air was all dictated by my bosses. And mind you, I've learned some incredible things from incredible people. Shout out to you, Dave Daly. Thank you so much for taking a chance on me. But I've got way too much self-love to continue letting people of the radio industry define my worth. So until that changes, I'm going to be fighting. I'm going to be working on my own self, my own worth, and I'm going to be defining my own worth. I'm going to be owning the skin that I'm in. I'm going to be owning my worth, and let's hope there's a lot of numbers attached to that worth. But that will be up to me, not anyone else. And if there's one thing that I can say to you, if you are in any sort of situation that is similar to mine, where your whole life or your whole career, your worth has been defined by someone else and it doesn't feel right. And I recognize now that that's why working in other radio stations, why it was so difficult for me to feel excited by something because I was figuring out what I was worth. And that never added up to the boss's eyes, and that's why I needed to leave. I left for myself. I thought other people could see my worth in the industry, and it turns out that I'm the only one that sees it. And it's a journey to find and connect with yourself. Finding your own self-worth is freaking hard, but through doing things, seeking happiness, joy, meditation, affirmations, living in wellness, your self-worth will come to you. And then you'll be stuck in my position where you won't accept anything less than what you're worth. Well, that's almost it from me here on Miss Adventurous. If you dig what you hear and want to keep up to date with every single episode of the Miss Adventurous podcast, hit subscribe however you're listening to this right now. And if you want to be even more of a legend and help other wayward adventurers find this path, I'd love it if you head on over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. Go on, 5 stars for all that positivity, right? So until next time, and don't forget, it's the small choices that we make every single day that build up to that big change that you're working towards. So stay with it.